The Ohio State men's basketball team is red hot, and they pulled off what you could certainly argue was their biggest victory of the season. I'm not even sure you could argue that. That was their biggest win of the season, beating Purdue last night, and they won in the final seconds of the game. We bring on Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. Dunny, how are you, my man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? Nothing really big happened yesterday, did it?
No, not at all. You guys were pretty busy down there yesterday, much like we're pretty busy up here today. But, man, oh, man. I mean, where do we begin? There was so much that went down yesterday, you know, from the Ohio State men's basketball win yesterday to the Urban Meyer extension to signing day to Greg Schiano deciding he's going to stick around. Let's stick with the incredible win over Purdue for the time being, because that really has to be the highlight. Yeah, that's not a bad place to start at all, but that's got to be the highlight of this season so far, does it not?
I mean, between that and the win at Michigan, or the win at home against Michigan State, who was number one at the time, absolutely. But both those wins, those are marquee wins. The Buckeyes and all the bracketology was, you know, somewhere around a 4-6 seed because they really didn't have a second big win, and now they get a big win on the road against a team in the top 25 of the RPI. This will, in the view of all the people that put together all the brackets, this will open their eyes a lot to what this Buckeye basketball team can do.
Yeah, no question about that. I mean, look, they also won in very exciting fashion. And you know, I didn't get a chance to watch the game last night, but following you and many others who were following this game on Twitter, it was a lot of fun just to see the renewed enthusiasm, because if you go back a year, nobody really paid the Ohio State men's basketball team much attention, and it was one of those seasons where it just felt like there wasn't a reason to pay attention, but boy, this year have they captured the attention of many.
Yeah, so you go back a year ago, and I believe they were playing Rutgers sometime this week in a battle for ninth place in the Big Ten. They just beat number three Purdue and are in first place in the Big Ten with one loss, a buzzer-beater half-court shot loss away from being 13-0 in the Big Ten, and they have a two-game lead. Now they're tied, but they have the lead. They have the tiebreaker in the Big Ten. Nobody saw this coming.
And now, I mean, you could certainly make the argument, Dunny, that they're certainly vying for a potential two seed. We're still about a month away from getting to the heart of March Madness, but right. You know, the way they're playing right now, I think they certainly look like a two seed.
The best thing about this team is that they're playing as a team. There's no selfish individual. You look at what they got yesterday off the bench with Musa Diallo, who comes out of nowhere. He was, I believe, 0-for-9 in his last 9 shots on the floor in a grand total of maybe 18 minutes in the last few games. And he comes out, hits a big 3 to open up a decent run for the Buckeyes. He goes 3-of-4 from beyond the arc, 10 big points. You look at him, you look at Andrew Dockett coming off the bench. He gets a big loose ball with about a minute to go to get the Buckeyes to hang on to the ball, and gives them a shot at winning that game. And then the job of Andre Wesson in his second career start, starting for a suspended Cam Williams. And then he plays 36 minutes, and he's given the task in the second half of guarding Isaac Haas, who is 7'2". He's giving up at least six inches to this kid, and he shuts him down. It's unbelievable just the unselfishness of this team to be able to get the job done and get a W anywhere at any time.
He's got the team in first place now in the Big Ten, 20-plus wins in his first season. Safe to say Chris Holtmann maybe has gone above and beyond expectations there at Ohio State?
Oh, he's gone above, beyond, and excelled. He's beaten any expectations anybody has ever had for a first-year coach, I think, in college basketball. Yeah. And this team is doing the same thing. This is a team that was picked 11th in the preseason polls in the conference. They now lead the conference with 5 games left. It's unbelievable. Nobody saw this coming. If they did, they're lying to you.
He's got to be the Big Ten Coach of the Year. There's no competition in that race, is there?
I don't think there's a competition for National Coach of the Year. Same with Kitty Bates Diop. Kitty Bates Diop is right now in the discussion for National Player of the Year, let alone Big Ten. I think he's got Big Ten Player of the Year wrapped up. Now it's just a case, can he get National Player of the Year? That's how good the Caleb Bates Diop has been playing for this team.
Why is it these players have bought into Holtmann's? I mean, obviously now you're winning, but why were they so quick to buy into it? Because this team's really come together in a hurry here.
And we've asked the players that, and we've asked Chris Holtmann that, and they both really don't have answers other than the fact of they saw what Coach was doing early, and they just went with it, and they've bought in. You look at a guy like Jayshon Tate, and Jayshon in his 4 years here has seen the highs and lows of this Buckeye basketball team. Freshman year, they have a good squad. They go to the end. They do well. And then the last 2 years, not making the tournament. And now this year, I think the effort he puts in every single game, and you know he puts that same effort in the games into practice, it shows the younger guys that, hey, I'm a senior. I'm putting in this effort. You need to put in at least this much to get going. It's funny when you talk to him and Caleb Bates Diop after, you know, a long stretch of games, and, you know, you look at them in the layup lines in the pregame, and they're barely getting up off the ground to do layup drills while the other guys are dunking. They said after the game, it's like, we're just old and tired. Like, we need to save everything we got for the games, and they are. And they are excelling right now.
They say that in their early 20s. Wait till you get in your 30s, right? I mean, geez, oh, man.
Exactly. But that just shows how much of an effort they're putting in and day out to get the job done for Ohio State.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, this has been a fun season to follow that team because they have far and beyond exceeded expectations. Again, we're talking with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus, and while a lot of what we heard about from Ohio State last night had to do with that upset victory over Purdue for all the right reasons, there were some other big takeaways yesterday also dealing with Urban Meyer signing the extension. They were able to sway Greg Schiano away from Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. But let's get to signing day before we get to the two coaching decisions. What were your biggest takeaways from signing day for the Buckeyes yesterday?
The fact that Urban Meyer and this coaching staff, and most importantly Greg Schiano, were able to take a loss of not getting Jackson Carman, who was the biggest recruit in Ohio. He was ranked the top recruit in Ohio and number two offensive tackle in the country. And they said, okay, with a month and a half left to go, we're now going to go recruit Nicholas Petit-Ferrer down in Florida, the only offensive tackle that was ranked higher than Jackson Carman, and they went down to Florida and they were able to turn him and get him to come to Ohio State. That to be able to get him is amazing. That you're able to lose out number two in a month and a half, get number one to swing towards Ohio State. That was the biggest thing that to take away from signing day yesterday was the fact they got a player like a Nicholas Petit-Ferrer.
Awfully difficult to top that, but were there any other names that were intriguing to you that they were able to sign yesterday? And I know that there was already a signing day prior to yesterday's, although yesterday's, I think that's always going to be the more traditional one because that's the one that we've grown accustomed to over the years. But were there any other intriguing names on their list yesterday?
They got one other big commit yesterday that they weren't sure about, and that was Javonte Jean-Baptiste, a linebacker who they really like. The guy I really like who committed a couple weeks ago was, I believe his name is Chris Olave, a wide receiver out of California. He, you look at his highlight reel and you're just going, how did Ohio State get him, and how did nobody really else big get on this kid? He can streak down the field. He's a quick guy, but he can make some great catches. He can run he runs good routes. He does everything you want a wide receiver to do in college, and he does it extremely well at the high school level.
Interesting stuff. I want to get your take on this also. I originally thought that when they decided to break these signing days down and change the rules a bit this year, that yesterday would not have been nearly as interesting because of the fact that some of the intrigue was taken away by the signing day back in December. Did you get that feeling at all? Because I still kind of got the feeling that yesterday was still a pretty big deal.
National Signing Day is always going to be a big deal because you're going to have the some of the other names that aren't ready to sign yet. And that's sometimes what it's going to come down to, is they want that extra month and a half, that extra 90 days or whatever to be able to make sure they make the right decision, because this is a decision that will affect them in their careers for the next 3 to 4 to 5 years. So I think Signing Day will always be a big deal. It's just early signing day is going to be where you pick up the bulk of your players.
Urban Meyer, of course, a big part of that, and he signed an extension. Two questions.
He hasn't signed yet. He has been offered. Gene Smith, the Ohio State athletic director, said he has been offered one, and Urban Meyer is looking it over, and he said he will sign it, but he has not signed it yet. He said something around April he'll look into that, and it'll be about a two-year deal.
So he's given them a verbal commitment, right? While we're on the signing day topic, he's given them a solid verbal.
Those never fall through.
Exactly. And this contract extension will put Urban Meyer under contract until 2022.
Interesting. What do we read into this? Because, of course, that was used against him. Dabo Swinney was able to sway a recruit or try to sway a recruit earlier by saying that Urban Meyer's got this track record of sticking around for 5 or 6 years and then leaving. So what do we read into this contract extension?
And Gene Smith brought that up, not directly with Dabo Swinney, but he said he heard enough from coaches on the recruiting trail that he said, you know what, I'm going to put Urban under another contract extension, another couple years, and this will make the recruits sure that Urban Meyer will be here for the foreseeable future. I think it's a good move for Gene Smith and Ohio State, and obviously for Urban Meyer, as he gets more money, more years on his contract. It's a win-win for everybody.
Well, towards the beginning of the week, we thought that Greg Schiano may be on his way out as the defensive coordinator to go join Bill Belichick and company with the Patriots, but that didn't go down. Coach Schiano is staying put in Columbus. How is Urban Meyer able to get him to stay put?
I have no idea. I honestly, I think the stuff at Tennessee affected Greg Schiano a little bit, and what happened in that fiasco. I don't think it really affected him much when it came to NFL jobs. But I think Greg Schiano he just wants to stay at Ohio State. He really likes Ohio State. He likes Columbus, and so does his family. So I think that affects him a lot. I also wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he got offered, I don't know, it'd be another title or maybe a little bit more money. Gene Smith said that there'd be some assistants making now over $1 million, which that would be the first time in Ohio State history that happened. So that could be something that we don't know yet. But Greg Schiano says he likes it here. He wants to stay here and he wants to be here. I don't think Greg Schiano will be leaving anytime soon unless it's for the right situation. You might have thought that the Tennessee job was the right situation, and Tennessee and their athletic department and their fans obviously thought otherwise. So I don't see Greg Schiano, at least this year and next year, unless something big happens that he goes and says, I want that job. I don't foresee him leaving anytime soon.
Well, when you're working at an institution where assistants are getting paid $1 million, I mean, why would you leave, right?
Deal.
I mean,
Absolutely, but this is all, remember, this is all keeping up with the Joneses, as you would say, with Alabama and Texas A&M. And some big programs are starting to pay assistants over $1 million, which only makes the budgets go, you know, the budgets are kind of shrinking, and coaches are making more and more. It's going to be an interesting time here in college athletics for the next few years.
Yeah, no question about that. Wow. Well, Donnie, we appreciate the time, my friend. We covered a lot of ground there, starting out with Ohio State's huge win on the hardwood last night to what they were able to accomplish on signing day as well. As always, my friend, we appreciate the time. And a happy 25th birthday to you yesterday, my good friend.
for my birthday at 25, I'll say I would have loved that a few years ago. For my birthday to fall on Rusev Day of all days as well, it's just icing on the cake.
Rusev Day. I don't watch as much anymore, my friend, but when I did, I watched about a week and a half ago. I thought that was hilarious. One of the best things they've got going right now. But happy birthday, my good man. We appreciate it as always. We'll do it again next Thursday.
Sounds good. See you guys next Thursday.
All right, Donnie. Thank you again. That's Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus.